UAW Mobile.
W4CTW, how you doing, Dave?
Making multiple runs to the transfer station. When that's over with, I'll be doing better. How you doing?
Just met Chad a few minutes ago and picked up that tuner that Gary had on the swap net.
Tuner, huh?
I can't remember the model number, but a manual tuner. I've been actually looking for one of those, and that's the first opportunity I've got to meet Chad in real life.
Works on ham radios very, very often. You can know them for a year or two before you ever see their face, or more.
It's almost like a big surprise. It feels kind of weird when you do meet somebody in person. You're like, this feels unnatural. I just talked to you on the radio.
I am fast in hearing somebody and not seeing them and then turning around and telling them who they were. And they didn't know me from Adam's house cat until I spoke.
Store, heard somebody talking in a different aisle or something and knew who it was?
That may have happened once, but no more than once. But it seems like that did happen to me just once.
A bunch of people and not knowing their face.
Back in the 70s and 80s when I worked at Michelin, I dealt with a guy over in France every single day for 8 years before we ever met face-to-face. So that was pretty cool, you know, seeing him for the very first time face-to-face. There was no such thing as, you know, virtual meetings. It was just using network protocol. I'd talk to him on chat sessions, and we'd talk over the phone every now and then. But we both did the same things on opposite sides of the pond, so we exchanged notes all the time. That was pretty cool. Did that with one other guy who was in France. I did it with one other guy who was in India one time for quite a few years, too. Nowadays, it's a whole lot easier. At least you can see their face on one of the, you know, the virtual meetings.
People do a lot of remote stuff now, but you're right. It's all through Zoom or one of the other services, so you do get that, like, interaction where you see the person. It feels more natural. I know I've had, over the years, a lot of salespeople that I've just dealt with solely on the phone, and it's kind of the same thing. You talk to somebody on the phone for 2 or 3 years, and then you go to the warehouse or you go there, and you actually finally get to meet them in person. It's the same kind of feeling.
Smaller and smaller all the time, and now you can pick up the phone and talk to somebody in France, and it's no different than talking to somebody in the house next to you.
This thing hardly is long distance anymore. I remember calling just to a couple counties over when I was a kid. We were like, you can't do that. It's long distance. It'll cost a bunch of money.
I'm calling my dad to the phone and say, my dad's name was Jerry. She said, Jerry, it's long distance. It's long distance. And he'd drop whatever he's doing and run to the phone because you didn't want to waste a half a minute.
The old trick where they'd call collect, and when it gave you the little opportunity to say your name, they would say something really quick.
Get into it that much. That's back in the days where the kids spent most of the time outside, not inside. There was no video games or anything like that. You went out in the morning, and you had to be back in the house before the lights came on, the street lights came on.
They would hang out somewhere, like at a mall that was far enough away from their house that it was long distance. And when they wanted to be picked up, they would call collect to their home. And when it asked for the name, they would say, Mom, pick me up.
The telephone company gave them an opportunity, and they used it. That's pretty good. You leave something out there long enough like that, people will find holes in it.
They're the best at finding an exploit if they can that's cheap or free.
And Gerald Taylor.
Yeah, that's the way the world works. That's why people can get super rich on virus software. Go ahead, Tom.
I just come in, and I got to tell you, it's 89 degrees out there and 59% humidity. Yuck. Well, I called Bernice once from the Philippines, and it was $12 a minute back in 68, I guess it was, Dave. And I didn't hear who the other gentleman was, and I didn't recognize his voice right off. And when you'd say hello, he'd go, hello, 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 hello. How are you? How are you? How are you? I like that. And then we just got to where we said over because I guess it wasn't full duplex. But that was expensive. And then I heard your story about France. I was talking to a gentleman in El Salvador several times, and he was a minister, and he was a ham radio operator, of course, and I told him if he's ever up around our way, because he lived over in Missouri, come on over. And one day, I had the garage door open on the far side, and we had a wall between it, and then my radio shack was air-conditioned. And I heard a knock on the inside door, and I thought, who in the world's that? Just walk right in, and I opened the door, and it was that minister from El Salvador. The other gentleman, go ahead.
Tyler here, W4CTW. Hadn't talked to you in a while, so I don't blame you for not recognizing my voice. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Tyler. We're doing fine, but, oh, it's hot out there, man. Tending to the chickens, and Bernice ran into a snake, and I couldn't be sure that it wasn't a copperhead, so he went by the wayside. He certainly looked like it, but when they're juveniles, you can't really tell. And I'm going to stick my magnifying glass down there close enough to find out, Dave. Go ahead, Dave, W4DJW0TR.
Well, I remember, Tom, back in 94, Amy and I got married in 94, and I think I was still working at Michelin for quite a while after that. And after we got married, I had to go to France for 2 weeks. And for that two-week time that I was in France, our telephone bill was $600 for 1 month. That was pretty wild back in those days. That was back in the 90s, a $600 phone bill. That was an ouch. W4DJW. My next one around, if you don't hear me, it's because I'm unloading over at the transfer station. Go ahead, Tyler.
Office, so I'm going to have to leave you two with it anyway, but it was good talking to you, Dave, and Mr. Tom, good talking to you, too. It's been a little while. Maybe I'll run into you again more frequently here in the near future when I'm a little less busy, hopefully, but this is W4CTW. I'll be clear and leave it with you guys.
Very nice to hear you today. On a beautiful day out there. I see a storm going over towards Spartanburg, which it always does, and we're not going to get any again. Oh, here's some watermelon Bernice just sliced up, so you're going to have to be second in line, Tyler. Have a good day. W4CTW and 0TR clear.
Okay, Bernice, enjoy the day. Look, I see a dark cloud over here near the transfer station. We might get some water, who knows. Anyway, take care. W4DJW Mobile.
I got my Alpha Delta Lightning Arrestor yesterday. It's a Tangle Tangle 3 Gold. 0 to 3,000 megahertz. And I got that installed without much trouble today. So I tried out that 160 vertical I put up, and nothing was heard, of course, this time of year on 160 CW or sideband. So I went up to 40 meters, and it tuned it just fine. And I talked to two gentlemen, one in Tennessee and one in Louisiana, for probably a half an hour. Really had a nice time. And then I flipped it over to CW in the 40 band just to see if I could work one on it. And it tuned just almost flat. And by golly, there was that I3WRTC's special event going on for quite a while in Italy. And worked him on the first try, which Italy's easy, but with a new antenna, it still was a bright spot, Dave.
You got a vertical working. I haven't tried too many verticals on HF, so I don't know. I was working on, I had a lot better luck with horizontal wires. Anyway, I'm pulling up to get out here and unload, so if you're still around when I get unloaded, I'll talk to you then. N0TR, W4DJW.
Yeah, you said I gained about 3S units when I went to the Superloop. Vertical radiates equally bad in all directions, is the old ham saying, Dave. But it'd be pretty nice on 160, I guess, for receiving N0TR.